Koloni, Taloha ni, Talofa lava, Malo le soifu, ma le langi mama, Kia orana, Malo elelei, Fakalofa lahiatu, Talofa, Koku mele mele puka, Mau, mai te ama, E momo lava pi kia pe te tato tamana i te langi mo tana tauhinga, Mana haka manuianga, mo ki tato uma. Ma te ola ma te maalohi ku maue ki tato, O ka tino ina tato tamohainga benei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health.
Te ama talo falava malo elelei kia ora ana ni sampula milaka ia ora ana talo hani fakalo falahi atu and kia ora kotoka totoa and of course for our listeners welcome this beautiful morning and also to our very special guest here this morning David Letele and we welcome him and welcome to the official BBM Motivation Group. And this group was set up by David Letele to support and educate everyday people on their health and wellness journey. But before we continue on, as we normally do, we'd like to give our thanks and worship and praise God, Heavenly Father, for waking us up this morning. Again, reminding ourselves, a lot of people didn't wake up, and tonight will be somebody's last good night. Therefore, we will welcome his presence with us here in the studio, and also we open and start our program with the word of prayer. Talo falava le malu tato au falunglongo le ne tai au fo, olea amatala tato poklame ili tatalo, tato tatalo. Our Father which art in heaven, we thank you so much for waking us up this morning. Thank you again for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. This morning, Lord, we have David Letele with us in the studio, and may you use him mightily, Father, for those that are struggling right now, and that would be the answer for their searching, Father, and we give glory to you. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen. Amen.
Salamu alusu malfitu, mali fai upu momo, mali fai upu esifunu malfa. Psalms 27, verse 1 and verse 14 says,
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Ama. Special welcome to David Letele, and welcome to the official BBM Motivation Group, which David is about to talk about. And this group was set up by Dave himself to support and educate everyday people on their health and wellness journey. And I also see that a recent survey found the average weight loss of the group was 7.47 kg, which means we are almost at 100 tons of total weight loss in this group. Let's hear from David himself. Talofa lava malolo soifo, David.
Talofa. It's really nice to be here.
Wow, yes, and nice for you to be here too. Oh, am I oi?
Very good, thank you. Very good. Good.
How did you find the traffic on your way here?
It wasn't too bad. I was already sort of central, doing some training, so that was fine.
And I know you were quite busy this morning and every day too, but thank you so much for making yourself available to be here this morning, David. And our listeners are looking forward to be hearing from you. So, for the sake of our listeners, tell us a little bit about your background.
My name's Dave, a.k.a. The Brown Butterbean. 4 years ago, I weighed 210 kilos, and I just started rebuilding my life, and it's turned into an amazing movement that's helping other people do the same, you know, get their lives back and start living a healthy lifestyle.
Awesome. And where were you born?
I was born in Hamilton, so I'm half Samoan and half Māori. My dad's Samoan from Manonotai, and my mum is Māori from down in Maniapoto.
Manonotai. So have you been to Samoa, to Manono?
I haven't been to Manono, but I've been to Samoa a few times. Yeah, I lived there when I was young. I got sent there like I was sent to prison. I was 8 years old when I went there, and I thought it was for a holiday, but then I was enrolling at school, so that was it was a nice time over there.
Did you manage to plant a taro?
I never managed to plant that. All I remember was always cutting grass with machetes at school.
Oh, yes.
That's all I remember of my time there. Was I spent a lot of time. I think every time we were naughty, we had to cut grass, so I was cutting grass a lot.
I wouldn't say that I was naughty, but I have watched naughty kids. As I thought, I had to be really good, otherwise I'll get it from my dad when I get home. So, yeah. So, David, this morning, it's also an opportunity, you know, for you to acknowledge your parents, your siblings, especially your wife and your children. So take this opportunity to shout out to your parents, your spouse, your
better
children.
Not forget anyone.
No, you better not. So there you go.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to my parents. You know, my parents, they did everything for us, you know, and you know, a lot of the times, you know, I definitely don't come from a conventional background with my father, you know, being in prison most of my life. And also my mum and dad met. My mum was a street kid. But they did everything they did for us. And, you know, even if some of those things they did were the wrong things, but they did them for us.
Yes.
But I really want to acknowledge them. They've turned their lives around. And now they run a foundation called Grace Foundation, where they help people that are falling through the cracks, people who, straight out of prison, mentally ill, battered women, people that society has forgotten about. They're helping. And a lot of the times, people will listen to people who have been through the same journey. And it's the same with me, with my healthy lifestyle stuff. People will listen to me because I've been there.
Yes.
So I really want to acknowledge them for the great work they're doing, all my family. My sisters, my late sister Vicky, she started Grace Foundation. She passed away now from cancer. She was a huge influence on me and starting my group. She, when I moved back here, when I didn't have any money, you know, she helped me out a lot. And one day I said to her, I'm tired of having nothing. I just want to go. I'm just going to go do something silly. And she kept me on the straight and narrow. She was a woman of faith, a strong woman. And she said, you know, God has a plan for you. Even if you don't know what it is at this stage. So that was, she told me to, you know, stay with this fitness thing, and I'm sure it will lead to something. And it did, you know, and also my younger sister, who I stayed with when I first moved back here 4 years ago, 210 kilos, staying on her daughter's bed, that I couldn't fit on. I couldn't fit on this single bed. And, so I want to acknowledge her for being there and, for me. And also, my wife, Corrine, who's, you know, I met her early in my journey as well, and she's always been there for me. Back when I had a lot of haters, she would, She would keep me grounded and keep me focused, and also, you know, was a great help when I didn't have my children here. She would always keep me positive. And also all my children. I got four boys, four beautiful boys, handsome boys. And thank you for just being, you know, they're my reasons. They're my why. You know, we talk about a lot in our group that you need to find your why. And if your why is strong enough, it'll get you through anything. Well, I have four of them, and they get me through everything I need to get through. And they also get me through to passing drive-throughs without actually driving through them. So I focus on why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Awesome. Praise God, David. It's such a powerful testimony with all the people that you have acknowledged, including your sister who helped you, and she's taken away by cancer. And thank you so much. I only wish that my listeners, beautiful listeners, can actually see you. You're saying you were big. Oh, can we take a photo of you so we can see you? And how did you manage to get trim and slim and fit as you are right now that I'm looking at you?
Yeah, and I also just wanted to acknowledge our team leaders. You know, I'm very blessed that I have 11 team leaders that run all of our boot camps that allow me to get out and do things like this to spread our movement. And how did I do it? Well, I just had enough. I was tired of being tired. And I made that decision, you know. I made the decision that things had to change. And I just got up out of bed and I started going for a walk. A lot of the time, we tend to think about things too much and keep saying, we'll start tomorrow, we'll start next week. You know, and the hard truth is that for a lot of people, tomorrow never comes. And if we keep saying tomorrow, 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 you know, there's you don't know, tomorrow's not guaranteed. So I just got up, started walking, stopped drinking fizzy drinks, stopped making excuses. And bit by bit by bit, you know, I here I am, 102 kilos lighter.
102 kilos lighter. Oh, man, you have to take a photo together with me so I can actually say to the people, look.
Yeah.
Look. Yeah. Seeing is believing, right? Yes. And you're so true. Tomorrow never comes.
Yeah, it's not guaranteed, you know, and we just always say, we never think it'll happen to us, you know, and I've gone to visit so many people in hospital with family members asking me to come down and visit and talk to them, you know, to their family, to their loved one about starting their journey, and you know, sometimes those people don't make it out, you know, it was too late. So, you know, that's why I'm real passionate, along with my team, to keep spreading our word and, you know, getting people healthy. It's not about being the fittest person, or, you know, it's about being healthy.
Yes, well, I didn't really know you before, but I also want to shout out and thank Bulotu, Bruce Levy, for asking me to bring you. And I'm so blessed this morning to have you here with us. So I'm also looking at you encouraging people by saying, stay consistent and never let excuses get in your way. Yeah. So how did you manage to get here on time to be on air when you were actually training those people in central Auckland?
Yeah, it's just, we talk about it a lot. It's about planning, you know. It's you can plan to succeed, or if you don't plan, you're planning to fail. So it's all about planning, and I'm not the most organized person, but I just do my best, and that's what it's about, doing your best and giving life your best shot, you know. It's again, no one's perfect, but you just try to do the right thing most of the time.
Are you giving a lot of your time to that Grace Foundation that you spoke about, that your sister started?
Yeah, so it's I do what I can with them. We raise, you know, we get a lot of food and things like that, and I just try and get their name out there where I can. My parents and my uncle, my uncles, my whole family basically work within Grace Foundation. So yeah, they're doing a lot of good work, and a lot of the guys and girls come to our boot camps. So you know, because what we do is therapy. You know, that's what we're offering. Yes. It's therapy.
Yeah. And thank you so much again. Here's your time to talk about what is BBM Motivation Group that you have.
No worries.
Please tell us.
So the BBM Motivation, it's a group of positive people. What I found early in this journey for me was that, you know, a lot of the times people don't have positive people around them a lot. And, you know, one of the main things that I say to people is to surround yourself with positive people that are on the same journey as you. if you're surrounding yourself with people who are always eating KFC and always going out and drinking and doing and not living a good lifestyle, it's going to be very hard for you to try and stay healthy. So, you know, with me, I was, it meant at the very start of my journey, I was hanging out by myself a lot, but that's what it took. And eventually, as you start putting positive energy out, you know, you start attracting good people around you. And that's why I started the group, was it's just a constant supply of positivity. It's a private group on Facebook. That's how it started. And now there's over 10,500 members in it. Wow. We have boot camps all over Auckland, west, south and central now, where we have anywhere between 700 and 1,000 participants. They're all free for anyone that wants to turn up. We encourage all children to come. We're in schools. We're in Wātea School, also Takanini School. And we're just educating, you know. And what we teach is not diet. It's not a gimmick. It's not a fad. What we teach is just a lifestyle that anyone can maintain. It's hard work, but it does work if you do. You know, and that's what we have amazing team leaders and people that are all throughout the group that have come right through the journey. So people, when they first come, when they first get off the couch, they come to a boot camp and they see all these other people that were just like them, you know, and everyone's at different stages of the journey, and it really is encouraging for everyone. And it's a safe place that people can come to and start their journey. It's a one big family and there's never any judgments.
You have a very interesting life experience. And so, may I ask you, how old are you?
I'm 39 years old. Yeah, I turned 39, I think, two weeks ago.
David is only 39, and he's already got 10,500 members on his Facebook that are actually following and believing in education with lifestyle. Mm. And he says that's what he's teaching them. It's about lifestyle. How real is the way that you teach?
Yeah, you know, we teach and we lead by example. Mm. We don't say one thing and do another. You know, all of our team leaders, everyone that is within our group is on their journey. You know, you can't tell someone to do something or not to eat something or to do this exercise if you're not doing it yourself. You know, you have to lead by example, and that's what we do.
Mm. So you must have a huge team.
Yeah, I've got very blessed with a good team, amazing team that, you know, I couldn't do it without them. Number one, my wife, who supports me in the background and looks after our children. It's very hard because I'm out a lot, you know, so it's hard on our family. I've got our team leaders that run all of our boot camps, and they're amazing people. And, you know, and then I've got people around me that, you know, that are getting me into the right, to meet the right people for funding, as you know how hard it is to get funding. You know, so we're starting to make the right moves, meeting the right people who make decisions that believe in what we do. You know, people need to believe in what we do to support us. The thing about it is what we're doing works. It's saving the government so much money because we're keeping people out of hospital. So it's only a matter of time before, you know, before they jump on board. And what we do should be everywhere. BBM needs to be everywhere.
I don't remember whether you've actually shouted out to your team, you know, your staff. I know you did say something about your leader, team leader, but this is your chance to shout out to your whole of your staff.
Yeah, there's not many staff. My team leaders are our staff. Look, we're all one big organization. You know, there's 11 team leaders. There's guys on my board with like, you know, with Rob Campbell, who's Boris, my uncle Ian, and you know, all of these guys that Mike Mahoney. There's a whole group of us that are you know, these guys that are very connected.
Yes.
And they believe in what we do, so they're yeah, getting us through the doors. You know, there's the Hugh Green Foundation. There's heaps of people that are that are helping us. So it's good because we're, at the end of the day, we're doing God's work, and people can see that. You know, we're helping others, we're serving others, and that's it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's a ministry. Mm-hmm. For an example, you say you're doing God's work because this is the temple, the body. Mm. Yeah.
And you know, our people, we use we obviously we all big into church, and a lot of the times we use church as an excuse. You know, I can't come. I've got to go to church. Well, you know, I always say that same thing, and my sister was the one that told me this. I said, sis, someone's messaged me saying that they've got church, they can't come, and that's the reason. And I said, give me a, I need a scripture. And she, I forgot the exact wording of it, but it was basically just what you said, you know, where does the Holy Spirit live? You know, yeah. In our body. So why would we keep our bodies unhealthy if that's where the Holy Spirit is living, you know? And so that's very important.
Yes, it says that the temple is the Holy, that's where the Holy Spirit dwells.
Yeah.
You know? Which is, it's you.
Yeah.
Your body is the temple.
Yeah.
Right? So the Holy Spirit needs to have a healthy temple to be living in.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful ministry.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So you are so right. Because we need to look after, well, you're motivating me and you're educating me right now wanting to do that, because tomorrow is not guaranteed.
Yeah.
You know, and I still have an opportunity, you know, to have, to change lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
As you said, throw away KFC. You know, stop mixing with people that, you know, smoking or drinking. Mm. It doesn't do you good.
No.
Right?
You know, you only hang, you know, I only hang out now with people who make me be better. Mm. You know, not people who pull me down.
No, we don't need that.
Mm.
That's why we need to speak. The other thing also, there are four dimensions to the whole being. Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So we can't do one part of the body and ignore the rest, right?
Yeah.
It won't be complete.
It's everything. It's like it's a lifestyle. Everything. You know, you've got to focus on everything, and they all go together.
Yes. Oh, David, please continue to talk more about how you... Okay, people make excuses by saying they don't want to come because they're going to church. And we know that it is an excuse. And that's why you're saying stay consistent and never let excuses get in your way, even by saying going to church. You know, because if you're not well, how can you go, you know, to church or worship God when you are not healthy enough to do all that?
Yeah. Yeah, you've just got to, you know, I always say to people that are, there's a few steps, and you know, the first one is to stop thinking about it. You know, we think, but stop thinking and just start, you know. And starting doesn't have to be something ridiculous. You don't have to go climb a mountain. Starting can just be going out for a 5-minute walk, you know. At least you've started, you know. Just get off the couch. And once you start, then the next thing is just being consistent. So a lot of the times, you know, especially on social media, we see people that have started and they're especially on these challenges, you know, everything is, they're going too hard, too fast, you know, and they can't maintain that. Whatever you do, you have to be able to maintain. So I always say stay consistent, and the way you stay consistent is by easing into things, you know, just doing maybe 2 or 3 walks a week and starting that way, and then build yourself up. Once you've started and you're consistent, the next thing is to not let excuses get in your way. It's very easy, especially in winter, you know, when it's cold and dark outside. It might be raining and you wake up and all the excuses are going through your mind. But yeah, what you want's too cold, it's too dark, it's too wet. Well, you know, you just need to tell those excuses. Sometimes I'll physically say to myself, just stop it. Shut up. You know, my wife might be lying next to me saying, what? And I said, no, I'm not talking to you. You know, and I tell the people that, you know, the rain or the darkness won't stop you going to KFC or won't stop you going to McDonald's. So why would it stop you going out for a walk? You know, so it's just got to get through those excuses. And once you have all that, it's just realizing as well that no one's perfect. No one in this world is perfect. So you're going to fall off the wagon. That's normal. So the thing about it is I fall off all the time, but you'll never know that I do because I just jump straight back on the wagon. If you fall off the wagon, don't let the wagon get too far away. Jump straight back on the next day. You know, don't let one bad meal, like a lot of us that are out there listening, everyone, you know, you might have one bad meal and then you throw everything away. You know, I say, oh, stuff it. You know, that's it. I've stuffed up again. So you can't. You just got to... One bad day doesn't affect your whole journey. We don't get obese from having one meal. It's when we keep eating that same rubbish every day, day in, day out, drinking rubbish, day in, day out. That's what happens, you know. So it's, you can have a treat, but it's not a treat if you do it every day.
But, you know, David, all of us suffer from some kind of physical conditions, right? Mm-hmm. Like diabetes, high blood pressure and all that. So we all need to have that change mind about lifestyles, right?
Yep.
For next, Actually, I have a very good friend who picked me up in the morning, and we go to the pool in Otahu, 6 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, we've been doing that because we want to look after our bodies. We have grandchildren, and we'd love to have time with our grandchildren, but happy times.
You know, you only get one life, and everyone, you know, a lot of the times, you know, we say it won't happen to us, and we're not pretending it. We don't care. But, you know, let me tell you, everyone I've gone into hospital, they all cared, you know. And it's you don't realize how, without your health, what do you have? You can have all the money in the world. You can have all the material things. But if you don't have your health, you have nothing.
So true. Mm. And as you also said earlier, you know, it's what you're doing is helping people, keeping them off the hospital. Because every day, like myself, I work as an interpreter, and we see these people in hospitals every day. Mm. So you're so right. Keep doing what you're doing, David.
Thank you. Thank you very much. No, we're on a mission to help as many people as we can in New Zealand and in the world. You know, it's good now with our with social media, and with I've got an online program that we can reach, you know, the masses. There's so many people in need.
Mm. Stay with us. We're going to have our first break and be right back with David Letele.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Te ama, you've been listening to David Letele, and welcome to the official BBM Motivation Group. This group was set up by Dave Letele to support and educate everyday people on their health and wellness journey. And one of the things David says, remember, don't be daunted by this journey. It's a long one, but we are all in together. One team, one dream. The first goal is to get moving and to meet others in the group. Welcome back, David.
Welcome. Thank you.
I see that you have boot camps in South Auckland, West Auckland, as well as Hamilton and probably some other places. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, we've got boot camps. We've got all over South Auckland. We've got Mangere Bridge, Mangere, Otahu, Papatoe, Takanini. We just started a new branch there Monday and Wednesdays. Out west, we've got Massey, Te Aritu. We're everywhere, you know, and we've got people, little branches of people all over New Zealand that are doing, you know, we're all connected through the Facebook group. So if anyone in any area, you know, wants to do some training, they'll post up, and then that's how that group will grow, that a few people in that area from the group will get together. And if anyone wants to know any information, just go to our Facebook group. It's called BBM Motivation. And anyone can join. It is private to keep, you know, people feel safe in there. But, you know, you just request to join and then you're in. And also, you know, you can find out more information on my website at thebbmprogram.com.
Would they have access to your telephone numbers?
Everything's on Facebook these days. So if anyone wants to contact me, my Facebook page is open, so you can just message me on Facebook. You know, I'm always there for our people. You know, and if when I start talking, you know, then I'll I often will just give them a call. But these days, you know, I'm more contactable on Facebook than anything else.
Well, obviously, because you have about 10,500 members.
Yeah, so that's only in our group, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I've got a Facebook page which has over 30,000. And it's just a one big positive. And I just try and lead the way by example, to show people that it is possible, to show our people that it's possible, to show everyone that, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, only 4 years ago I didn't have anything. And only just over a year ago, me and my wife and three kids were still staying in a sleep out. You know, so we didn't even have a kitchen. So it's possible but you have to be willing to put the work in.
David, you have four boys. Would you like to encourage our listeners to talk about your reasons and your why?
Yep, so I talk about a lot when I'm speaking to people. It's about finding your why. Now, some people think that's real airy-fairy, but it's not. It works. And the way I say it when we're talking about why is that some people, sometimes they can't straight off the bat tell me what their why is. So what you need to do is, you know, you get a piece of paper and you write down a few things that mean a lot to you. And from that list, you choose a couple, you know, and those are the things that are real meaningful to you. And those things, which those reasons, and everyone's different, you know, they're the things that should be able to get you through the tough times. If your why is strong, you should always be able to find a way through things most of the time, you know. And that's why this, you know, people say it's, you know, a lot of the times it's our children. Like for me, it was my children. But deep down, when you dig down deep into it, whatever they are, it's always around your life, you know. Being here for my kids and being, not just being here, but being present and being able to do stuff with them, not just watch them from the car, you know, or just at an outing, it's just going to McDonald's, you know, or just watch them play. You know, it's about being present in their life, and it's, you know, it's very important to find. And, you know, if you've got a why, and if it's not getting you up in the morning, or if it's not getting you to go for a walk after work, or if it's not stopping you going through drive-thrus, then it's not your why. You know, you need to rethink it, because if it is, you should be able to get through anything. You know, like when I think about it, I think about my kids, and I'm holding my kid's hand at the edge of a cliff. You know, you'll never let go, you know, and I try and harness that feeling of never wanting to let go of my son's hands. That's the feeling I try to harness when I'm going through tough times. And our boot camps are hard. But life is hard, so we make our trainings hard, but you always only do what you can. Everyone's at different levels, you know, so you work hard for what your level is. But we, in the whole time that, you know, the our boot camps are not about just exercise, it's about life. So when you're training, the whole time our team leaders, myself, we're seeding in stuff, so you don't even know that we're talking about this. And then one day you just start thinking different because it's ingrained in you. When you face an obstacle in life, you know, you don't give up. You push through it because that's the way you've been trained. You push through it. You push through things. That's what we do.
David, how old are your boys?
So I've got a 17-year-old, a 12-year-old, 9, and nearly 1.
Mm. And they must be really proud of their dad following their footsteps.
Yeah, I think they're proud of me, yeah.
The lifestyle that you're living, that's it's louder than your words.
Yeah, that's what I try and that's what we all try and make sure that's a good way of putting it. I like that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And also with lifestyle, life is too short already.
Mm.
You know, as it is, and you said tomorrow is not guaranteed. And I like the way that you help people by educating them to keep them off hospital, keep them off the doctors.
Yeah. Look, too many of our people are suffering. You know, not just our people, New Zealand.
Yes.
You know, when I say our people, I mean the whole of New Zealand. New Zealand is the third most obese nation in the world,
yes.
Behind America and Mexico, I think it is. You know, 70% of Pacific Island adults are obese, not just a little bit overweight, obese. 50% of Māori adults are obese. You know, I think half of the Pacific Island children are obese, 30% are Māori. Those are alarming statistics. Those are really bad, you know. And a lot of it's all around nutrition, mindset. And then people tell me that, you know, when I went to the islands and they're talking about, you know, it's all too much taro. It's not our food. It's not our food. Our ancestors ate that same food, you know, and they weren't obese. You know, it's everything else that the fizzy drinks are a huge problem in the islands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see everyone walking around with fizzy drinks, not walking around with water. And you've got, you know, you've got all these coconuts here that could be drinking. They're beautiful,
yes.
You know. But it's just around, educating them, and they need someone to lead them and to show them the right way. You know, and that's where we come in.
Yeah, definitely. When you think about the lifespan that we have, the Bible says 70 years.
Mm.
You know, so 70 years is not, you know, it's not a lot of years. When you think about it, and yet some people have made it, you know, 200, but not many.
Mm.
And will that be our aim, is to be able to live more or longer than 70 years?
Yeah, I think, you know, living and but making it, like living a fulfilled life as well.
Yeah.
You know, so not just, again, like, you know, not just living, but, you know, really living and being present and the quality of your life, you know, that's what it's about too, you know. You want to be happy and moving, you know. There's the guys that I train alongside, there's, you know, that are in their 60s and they're so fit, you know. And it's just, again, you know, there's a guy I train, Rob, who he only started earlier this year, and it took him only 3 weeks to get off his high blood pressure medication that he was on for 5 years. You know, and the problem with our society is that every time something's wrong with you, they just give you another pill, you know. And when all you have to do is just get out there, move, watch what you eat a bit, you know, and everything works itself out.
Off medication, that's...
Off medication, only in 3 weeks of being on our program, and he was on that high blood pressure medication for 5 years.
Yes.
He's over 20 kilos down now, and he's 64. He's the fittest he's been in a long time.
And as you said, it's about lifestyle, right?
Yep.
And you can reverse.
You can, all, you know, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, all the, you know, all these things that go along with obesity. Not just obesity, but, you know, you can also be skinny and be very unhealthy.
True.
You know, so it's, it's just living healthy and doing your best. It's not about, you know, not doing anything. You know, this, I like to have a burger as much as everyone else, but it's not doing it every day. It's not doing it for every meal. And also, you know, it's getting out and moving. You know, it's not, you don't have to be in the gym. You know, you can go to the Otahu pools, they're free. You know, just go and have a swim, you know, go walk, do laps. You know, they've got aerobics in there, so it's just finding what works for you and sticking to it.
It's about doing things moderately. I like having a burger, not every day, but a treat.
It's a treat.
You know?
It's, you know, you got to treat yourself, because that's how it's maintainable. You know, you can't go through life depriving yourself of these stuff. You just got to be able to keep it in check. You know, so it's a balance. It's all about balance.
The thing that I'm seeing right before my eyes is David himself, who is the evidence and witness of somebody unbelievably so obese, and he's talking about obese, and he's sitting there looking so handsome and fit, because you're walking the talk, right? Mm. And your actions are louder than your words.
Yeah. Thank you. No, it's you know, when I feel I'm responsible to leading this group and leading our people to show them what's possible, mm-hmm. and that's all I'm doing. You know, it's but you know, I can't say one thing and do another.
And so, for the sake of our listeners, David, before we're coming very quick to the end of our time. So, what would you like your listeners to actually take away with them? There's a lot of things I myself have learned that I'm taking away with me today. And but for your listeners who have looked forward to listening to you.
For everyone out there listening, if you haven't started already, just start. Okay, so once the show's finished, get up and go for a walk, you know, and to cut back on, you know, we all know the things we shouldn't eat. We shouldn't be drinking fizzy drinks, so cut back. You know, not about cutting it all at once. You know, just cut it back bit by bit and go for a walk. If you can do those two things, you can cut back on fizzy drinks and start walking. That's all I did to start my journey, you know. So I just want to encourage everyone out there to start. It's not impossible. It is hard, but it's worth it.
So some of those things they can do, like, we don't have to join, some of us who are, you know, at that age group and joining, although you have people at 60s,
yeah,
you know, who are joining you,
yeah.
And you've just said to our listeners, just start, meaning they can either walk, they can put on the music and start doing some move, to the music with it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's, you know, you can go onto YouTube and there's heaps of aerobic stuff you can do. It's all about moving, you know. You can go to my website and jump on the program. It's all it is. It's just moving. It's not running a marathon, you know. Walking was my secret weapon with my weight loss. It was, I'd walk everywhere, you know, and that was so good for my mind, body and soul, you know. And I go for a nice, go to nice areas and go for a walk. Go to, you know, Mount Eden, Mangere Mountain's beautiful,
yeah.
You know, Mount Wellington, One Tree Hill, and just walk around there.
Hmm. What do you think about just leave the car at home if you're close enough to the shop and just walk to the shop?
Yeah, well, when I first met my wife, when we first met, she'd always, you know, she'd say, why do we walk into the supermarkets and things like that? And it's, you know, little things, everything adds up. Take the stairs instead of the lifts. You know, sometimes when I park in the car parks in town, you know, I might be parked on the top floor, but I'll just walk up the stairs, you know, and it's just all those little things add up. You know, that's awesome.
Yeah, like just do something, start, walk to shop, even walk to church.
Yeah, walk to church. You can just walking so good. You know, I've trained. I always say just get off the couch, but I've helped people train that are still on the couch. You know, so it's amazing. You can even train on the couch. You know, so and then work your way to getting off the couch. You know, yeah, so it's pretty cool stuff.
That's really good. Train on the couch.
Yeah.
Get your way, work your way up.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, walk to doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah, walk to school.
Yep, it's just lifestyle.
Yeah, lifestyle. I say this about walking to school. I've just been reminded of students today that I actually drive to school in my days. I walk to school.
Yeah, and it's, you know, in South Auckland, where I'm from, you see it, so many of our kids drinking fizzy drinks and eating pies for breakfast, you know, and childhood obesity is a huge problem. And our kids, you know, they're only eating what we're giving them and what we're allowing, you know, so you've got to try and lead the way and educate your children, you know, because otherwise they're going to go through the same issues that we are.
It is so true. I believe everything you say. In saying that, you've spoke a lot about motivation, being positive, and also being positive is to believe in yourself.
Mm.
So that's one thing that you really express.
I say it to all our team. I believe you can do it. I believe that you can, because I know you, because I did it. You know, and I see people every day that have done it. So, you know, if we can, so can you.
Well, to our beautiful listeners, we have actually come to the end of our show this morning. But I'm going to ask David to actually make time and come back. And maybe the next time you will bring some of your success stories.
Yeah, I'll bring Phil next time. And he's down from 295 kilos. He's 208 kilos now. And he actually is one of our team leaders.
Yes.
So he's a great inspiration.
Yeah. And those are the stories and those are the proof and evidence that our listeners can actually look. Especially today you have a Facebook.
Yeah.
They can go in and have a look at... do you have a photo of you before and after?
Yeah, I'll send you one.
Yes.
And go check out our page, BBM Motivation, and you'll see everything there. There's some amazing people in that group.
Well, David, I'll just give you this... half a minute to say what you want to say, but I want to say thank you on behalf of Te Ama Radio this morning. Thank you so much, and also to our beautiful listeners. I wish you could see David, but you will see a photo of him. Thank you, David.
I just want to thank you for getting me in here, and thank you to all the listeners for tuning in. And just really, again, just want to finish on just encouraging everyone to start their journey, stay consistent, and stop letting excuses get in your way.
Thank you. We start off with a word of prayer, and we're also going to finish. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this opportunity. I pray for your blessings and continuing granting your wisdom and knowledge and understanding to David as he have this powerful ministry in helping people to be motivated and positive and especially believe in themselves they can do it. Even David trained them on the couch, their way out of the couch. Thank you, Lord, for this blessing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Only you can save. We cry for peace in the South Pacific. We cry for peace.